A virtual special meeting of the Rio del City Council was held Friday, March 27th, and streamed live on accesshumboldt.net. The meeting was called to ratify a disaster declaration, discuss a rent eviction moratorium and water shutoffs, and other coronavirus-related issues. All of the cities within Humboldt County received a letter from the Affordable Homeless Housing Alternatives Group requesting them to pass emergency ordinances in response to the public health crisis. On March 23rd, Governor Newsom issued an executive order that allowed for local governments to impose eviction protections for tenants that are unable to pay their rent because of the coronavirus. Numerous cities and counties in California then passed various forms of eviction moratoriums as a result. In fact, Arcata passed their moratorium earlier in the week, and Eureka will be debating an eviction moratorium at a meeting on March 30th. Right before Rio Del began their special meeting, Governor Newsom issued another executive order that created a statewide eviction moratorium through May 31st. The statewide moratorium requires the renter to notify the landlord in writing within 7 days of the rent being due that they need to delay all or a portion of their rent because of the coronavirus crisis. The executive order applies if the tenant is unable to work while sick or caring for a household member who is sick with coronavirus, or if they have suffered a reduction in income because of the state of emergency and the shelter-in-place orders, or if they are missing work to care for a child whose school is closed. They would also need to provide supporting documentation to the landlord no later than when they have to pay the back rent that remains due. The order does not say how long a tenant has to repay the back rent. The Rio del City Council will be discussing whether or not to implement local eviction or utility shutoff moratoriums at their next regular meeting. The council then voted unanimously to authorize a letter requesting a temporary forbearance of the city's loan obligations from the state of California for up to 2 years. This is specific to debt that the city took on for the construction of the new water treatment plant and Eel River water facilities in 2005 and construction of the wastewater plant in 2013. The State Water Resources Control Board agreement doesn't include any allowance for forbearance without some type of legislative action. The letters approved by the council will be going to the governor, as well as Assemblymember Jim Wood and Senator Mike McGuire, to request their support and assistance with the request. City Manager Kyle Knopp explained to the council that the forbearance, if approved, would allow the city to temporarily reduce the water and sewer monthly bills to residents by approximately 33%. Knopp noted that Paradise was granted a 5-year forbearance after the fires that devastated that area, so there is some precedent for this kind of a request. Knopp also updated the council that a public handwashing station has been put near the main bus stop at Elko and Wildwood Avenue in response to the current health crisis. Video of the virtual meeting is available at accesshumboldt.org or at their YouTube channel. The full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next virtual meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be Tuesday, April 7th at 6:30 p.m. online with Access Humboldt. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.